Hi, this is Shanda. How can I help you?
Hi, Shanda. My name is Brittany. I'm sorry, I just missed your call. I did put an inquiry about the Home Health Agency.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was actually
this
sending you a
True,
text.
Yeah. True Health?
No, you reached
True.
Family First Care. We're a home care agency.
Family First. Family First. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are you need a home care or as a family member needs home care?
Is a family member. So my mother, she just been approved for waiver services.
Oh, she was approved. Okay.
Yeah, just recently.
And you want to be the caregiver?
Yeah, so I just wanted to reach out. I thought you say you're called Family First.
Yes.
Okay.
You sent in a form. You submitted a form, so I was reaching out. So you
yeah,
either,
I just thought it was a different agency that did one, but that's fine.
Yeah, so we can help you. We could send you an application so you could begin onboarding, so you could be your mom's caregiver and get paid.
So, do you guys have health care aides, like, on board, or only family members who could do it for
both.
You?
We do both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So say she needed 24-hour. So say she needed 24-hour care. Would a family member be able to do one shift and then the rest of them could be agency staff?
For sure. Yeah. So. Was she approved yet for hours? Was she approved for 24
well,
hours?
Well, I don't know exactly what hours yet. But I know she just got approved for the waiver. The representatives there told me to reach out like now to Home Health Aid. Because it can take up some time to get
right.
Set up.
That's right. So what we could do is I could take her information. We could start onboarding you as the caregiver, and then as soon as we have the hours, we will follow up with that. We'll see. We'll take it from there.
Okay. It will be my sister. So,
not you. Your sister.
Not specifically me. Is my mother, and then my sister will be.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Aide.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We could sign up as many people as you want, and then we could also send some from the agency.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have her Medicaid ID?
Medicaid. Yeah, I can get that.
So I can check with her date of birth, name, and social, whatever information you have.
Yeah, sure. Her date of birth is March 10th. We can do the date of birth, March 10th, 1964.
Okay. Do you have her social as well?
Yeah, 164-600-0115.
Okay, let me see if you can pull up the information. Okay, it's coming up. It's Renee A. Williams?
Yep, that's her name, yep.
Okay, so she's with Keystone First Community
Health
Service, and I do see the waiver. Okay, amazing. So what's her at? Where is she located? In which county?
Philadelphia, 2950 North Street.
She's in Philadelphia. Okay, let me get the exact address in a minute. Do you want to put your numbers, the point of contact?
Yeah.
Okay. So it would be 267-315-9910. And
yep.
Okay, and your name is Brittany, you're the
My name
daughter.
Is Brittany.
Any other number to add in file?
We can put my sister's name if you want to be a client. So her name is Brandy.
So that would be the caregiver?
Her number is 215-680-0990.
And she will be the caregiver?
Where are you guys located, your office?
In Philadelphia. On Winding Drive? So the number that you just provided, the 215-680-0990, that sister will be the caregiver?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Brandy Williams.
Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-E-Y?
I. Yep, I.
Oh, the I. William. Okay, now can I get the address again?
2950 North Bonsall Street. That's spelled Bonsall Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19132. Come in. Hey. Oh,
okay,
you
I'm
gotta
not
get
sure.
Everything from John. He on break. I'm sorry. What you say?
I'm not sure if I got the street name correct.
Bonsall. B O N. B as in boy. O N S A L L Street.
Okay, so 2950 North Bonsall Street, Philadelphia, PA 19132.
Yes.
Okay. Any minors in the home?
No.
No. Okay.
No minors. Her husband does. Would be there. He is elderly himself as well.
Oh, he might need the services, maybe, as well.
I don't know. He's a veteran, so I don't know how that will work. I was
actually, he could be approved through the VA.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that with him.
Yeah, we are contract with the VA, so we can help him as well, actually.
Okay. So I guess we can talk about that next.
Yeah,
him,
we can take his information.
She needs more help because she had a stroke. He's a little bit more independent than my mom. She's one who had a stroke.
So your mom had a stroke?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess she needs help. She needs assistance.
With pretty much everything right about now.
Okay.
And he just can't help her. Because
he might be approved and he could have a caregiver as well and through the VA.
Yeah, are you able to have that, like, or it would be like one caregiver for both of them? Like, how would that work?
It could be, yeah. It could be one caregiver, however it works for you. If the caregiver has, he has time to, like, to do both of the hours, then yeah, definitely.
Okay, because he don't need as much support. Like, he needs more, like, help
right,
with
the first
preparation and stuff, but my mom need like physical care, like helping shower and everything. But you don't need as much help as she does.
Yeah. But so let me first finish with your mom, and then we can definitely take his information. Okay, so I got the basic information. Do you know who the service coordinator at Keystone is?
I don't know any of that yet. So she just got approved. They actually sent the letter out 3-4, so I didn't even get the letter yet.
Okay. I can actually check on their website if it's showing. Would it be okay if we do a conference and try to reach out to the service coordinator and let them know that the agency information so they could send us the authorization?
Okay. Where's your office located?
So it's in Philadelphia. The exact address is in 1 Winding Drive.
Okay.
And, and also we will reach out to Brandy to send the application. The kicker is they don't have to come down to the actual office. We do everything over the phone. So that's a good benefit. Like, they don't have to come down to the location. So I'm trying to log into the Keystone portal to see if I could see if there's a service coordinator yet assigned. Okay, there is actually. So the name is Deborah Davis, is the service coordinator.
I can put her information down because I didn't know that.
Deborah. If you want, I could text it to you, the number.
Sure, this year you can text this number.
Yeah, so let me send you. So I just sent you the information, and let me see if she's available. So let me try to call her and see if we could reach her now. Just give me a minute.
Voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hi, Deborah. This is Shane Nicole from Family First Care. I have on the line Brittany. She is calling regarding her mom, Renee Williams. And Medicaid ID is 34010194888. So I'm calling to request authorization to be sent to Family First, and at least then we'll have onboarded her daughter, Brandy, as to work as the caregiver. So our tax ID is 822-843-555. And you can call me back. My number is 267-551-7427. Brittany, do you want to add
anything? Yes, and can she give me a call back first? My phone number is 267-315. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Deborah.
My name is Brittany Washington. I'm the daughter of Renee Williams. I just recently found out that my mother was approved for waiver services.
Yeah, I tried to call her with the number you guys signed up with, but the guy said that it was a wrong number.
Oh, I'm not sure what number. The number, I can give you the number that should be on her file that I'm available at.
Okay, hold on, let me pull up her file. Okay, so the number we have is 267-333-9444.
Yeah, that was her old phone number. That number is not active anymore. Yeah. So
okay,
I can give you the phone number.
Okay, what's your number?
Yeah, it's 267-315-9910.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Brittany Washington. I'm her daughter, Renee Williams' daughter.
Okay. Okay, I was calling to set up, an appointment for me to come out to see your mom.
Yeah.
I was wondering if Monday would be good for you.
Yeah, Monday is fine. Right now she is in a skilled, getting physical therapy because she was hospitalized at a skilled nursing center, so it will have to be there.
Okay, that's fine. What's the address to that?
Let me get the address. So she is at Ivy Hill Post Acute Nursing and Rehabilitation. Their address is 1401 Ivy Hill Road, Philadelphia, 19150. And what time on Monday? The morning would probably be best for me, 10 maybe.
Okay, 10:30 is fine for you?
Yeah, 10:30. So either that time or, I can be, afternoon, whatever one works best. Because I can either go into work late or I can leave early.
I guess it's just up to you. So this assessment is going to be, 3 hours. So just give or take. So whichever one is best for you.
Yeah, let's do the 10:30. 10:30 is fine. Because since it's going to be 3 hours, okay. I'll just take that from my life for the day. All right, 3 hours, 10:30 a.m., and we're going to meet there. So I'll let the social worker and stuff there know if they answer because they're horrible there.
Is there, a specific room number that I should
go
into?
Yeah, she's in room 2. She's in room 214.
Okay, that's fine. And she still lives at 2950 North Bonsall Street.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Just make sure, with the county office that you guys update the number just in case they want to reach out to her for something so they won't use that number.
I did that online because I get emails and stuff. I updated the number, but I don't know why it's not. It's not because I did it on her Compass account.
Oh, it's fine. These things are slow to update. So it's fine. As long as you did it already, I'm sure whenever they find the time, they'll update it. It's no worries.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because they send me emails and stuff, so.
Oh, okay, then. Yeah, they're weird over there. But, yeah, thank you for calling me. I just found it so funny that you called me after I called the number. And I'm like, oh, wow. I was like, I guess now I have to go do a pop-up to go see, if she's there or not. But yeah, okay, I will see you on Monday then.
Okay, so Deborah, this is Shane Noe from Family First.
Hi.
Hi. So I just want to confirm, she is she's not approved for hours yet, right?
No.
I haven't even done the assessment yet.
Okay. So you doing it on Monday?
Yeah. So let's hold off because I was the independent broker told me to start reaching out to home agencies. So let's meet on Monday, and then you know, reach back out to you, the home health first, family first.
Yeah, sure. So for, but just make sure that you have our my number and information, whatever information you need.
Yeah, it's fine. I can always just look you up in our system. That's not a problem.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Brittany, I'm going to call you on that number just so you have my number.
Okay, great. Please. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Brittany.